Mishnah says Hotzia get veinimo ksuva gove ksuvasim. It means that a woman can collect the ksuva with the get alone without showing the ksuva. That the Gemara starts off. Gemara asks Akasha, how could you let her collect the ksuva with the get alone? Maybe later she'll come and she'll take out the ksuva and she'll collect the second time. The Gemara says on that, Shmamina Kosvin Shover. You write a shover, you can force the one that's mechuv, the nitva, the lover, the baal, in our case, to accept a shover from the woman. It means there's a mandoma that holds. There ain't Kosvin Shover. He has a right, before he pays back, to demand, give me back the shtar. It means to say, as long as you don't give me back the shtar, I'm not going to pay it. That's what ain't kosher shover means. The lover has a schus to say, I don't want to pay you unless you give me back the shtar. Kosher shover means that he can, the malva could force the lover to accept a shover, and he can force him to pay back without getting back the shtar. Here the Gemara says, here there's a shash. It's very possible that the woman will take out the ksuva later and collect the second time. That the Gemara brings the Teretz of Shmuel. And Shmuel says, if you look through the whole piece of Gemara, it comes out that what Shmuel says is that we're talking over here b'makom she'ein kosvin ksuva, which means she doesn't have a ksuva. It means there's no chash she's going to come and collect the ksuva a second time because she doesn't have a ksuva. That would have been good enough just to say b'makom she'ein kosvin ksuva. The main thing what Shmuel's trying to do is trying to take off the chash. We don't have to be afraid that she'll come again and collect. On that, the Teretz is Mokum She'en Kosvin Ksuva. But it's not the words of Shmuel. Shmuel's words were the Mokum She'en Kosvin Ksuva. And on that, the Gemara explained that the case was that she had aiding that he didn't write for her Ksuva. Rashi says in Dibur Masra, Ledidi Mifreshele, and then Rashi says, V'chiktoni Masnisin Govek Shuvos, why could she collect her ksuva? Sheviya Raya Shalo Kosovo. So this is a situation where they made the situation different than everybody else in that place, where everybody else it's a Mokum Shekosin Ksuva. But they did different than ever. He didn't write a ksuva. Since he didn't write a ksuva, and she has aiding that he didn't write, so we know for sure that it won't happen, this chash that she'll come and collect again. That's why she's allowed to collect it. We allow her to collect the ksuva with the get alone. You have to understand that the main thing what we're dealing with is the chash that she'll collect a second time. It would have been enough just to say, Shmuel Amar, Malkum She'en Kosvin Ksuva, that would have been enough. What are you afraid that she'll collect a second time? Malkum She'en Kosvin Ksuva. What did he have to go and add? I mean, that is part of the Teretz, but Shmuel adds more than that. Not only Malkum She'en Kosvin Ksuva, only he adds a strange case that he did different than the whole world. Instead of writing Ksuva, he didn't write and she brought it. What do you need that for? What can help us over here? To explain the Mishnah would have been enough for Malkum She'en Kosvin. That's what you have to understand. The truth is that there are two Terutzim in Tosfos that what does it mean? Hotzia get according to Shmuel. We have the Gemara in Bab Metzia, which Tosfos and Tosfos Dibur Masechot Tzia Get, the long Tosfos brings the Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that there's such a thing as a Tainach HaMaisa Bezdin Lomar Klum. If a person can't Taina Parati against the Maisa Bezdin, can't say I paid off, even though usually we know that in order to force a person to pay, you have to show a shtat. And a person can always Taina I paid you if the Malva doesn't show a shtat. It's only against a shtat, only I believe a person against a shtat. That's only by regular chavos, but by ma'aseh bezdin achiv that bezdin made like ksuva. So there the din is that he's never neman to say parati. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Tosis goes into explaining the whole sugya according to Rabbi Yochanan, the beginning of the Tosis. The main point that Tosis says is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, she doesn't have to show the get itself. Only it's enough that she shows Eidei HaGet. She brings Eidei HaGet. The main thing is we should know that she was divorced. If she's divorced, he owes her Ksuva. So that comes by itself, the Chiyuv Ksuva. That's what Rabbi Yochanan calls a Maisa Bezdin. And he can't say Parati I paid back, even though she doesn't show any proof that he owes her the money. But it's enough since she shows proof that she was divorced. And we know there was a Chiyuv Ksuva. So in that he can't tie a parati against that. That's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. But now, what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel didn't go into that. Shmuel talked about the future. That means, can he demand back the ksuva before he pays, or is he mechliyev to pay even without asking back for the ksuva? So Shmuel said he can't ask back for the ksuva. He can't say. That in Amokim Shekoshin Ksuva, Shmuel is saying that he can't say, I'm not going to pay back unless you give back the Ksuva. It's talking about the future. To say, I'm not going to pay back. But what will be about the past if he says, I already paid back? So there's two truths in Tosis. Does Shmuel hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Or doesn't he hold like Rabbi Yochanan? According to the first Tosis, which is on Peites and Megalov on top, the first line on top. Which means that Tosis holds in the first Eretz that we do hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that at least in a Makom Shein Kosin, that he's not Neman to say Parati against the Chiyuv Ksuva. So why? Why does she have to show the get and it's not enough Eidei HaGet? And Tosis says that he could say, I'm not going to pay unless you give back the get. I want to tear up the get first. And I mean, the first Eretz of Tosis holds that she could have shown the Eidei HaGet. She could have brought the Eidei HaGet. But if she doesn't bring the get itself, he could say, I don't want to pay back unless you tear up the get. That means when you talk about the past, he says, I paid off. Even with Eidei HaGet would be enough to take off his neman if he's not believed to say, I paid. But when it comes to the future, then he could say, I don't want to pay back unless you give back the get. So I'm afraid you'll collect a second time. But the main point of the first teretz is that Shmuel does hold like Rabbi Yochanan. That you can't tie a parati against the Maisa Bezdin. Second Teretz Tosis says that Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. And what is it that takes off his Nehemonis to say parati to get itself? He says in the Loshna Tosis in the Inami is that im lo totzi I get mamish inem lo ma parati. The get havi b'mokum ksuva. The get takes the place of the ksuva in this place, in the mokum shein kosvin, which means that when is it that he's not neman? What takes off his neman is to say parati. Just like against a shtar, by a malvin alova, against a shtar, he's not neman to say parati. So here, in the chiv ksuva, against a get, he's not neman to say parati. If she doesn't show the get, he will be neman to say parati, And we don't say that the Maisa Bezdin itself should strengthen her kach. And he can't say parati against the Maisa Bezdin, she has to show the gift. This comes out that we have two terutim, does Shmuel hold like Rabbi Yochanan or not? It means to say, what does Otsia get mean? Does it mean, is Adia get enough? Or does she have to show the get itself? That means, with what does she collect? Does she collect with the koch of Maisa Bezdin? Or is the get itself, she needs the get itself to collect? Now, according to the second third of Tosfos, that she needs the get itself to collect, you have to know that this din, this that it's possible to collect with the get itself, the Gemara talks about it about Metzia. And the Gemara says, the Gemara brings up this way of learning, this possibility, that Otsia get v'enim k'suva could mean that the get itself takes the place of the k'suva. And that means the Gemara says that you could say not like Rabbi Yochanan, and the get itself is the k'suva. In the end of the sugya, Abaye asks a question on that. Abaye says like this, in Bar Metzia Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, he asks Akasha, if you say that the get is the ksuva itself, or to get mono masayim ksuva, does it say mono masayim in the get? Is it written the chiv ksuva in the get? Abaye asks, how could you say that the get is a ksuva? Then he goes on to say, no, maybe the rabbonim made it like that. That was the Takanas Chachamim. Kemandi chsiv beidami. But he says, let him say parati against it. if it doesn't say that he owes her, so let him tiny parati. Why is it that Gobi Ksivos? Why is it Abai asks? Why can she collect the Ksivos with the get itself, and he can't tiny parati against it? So he goes on to say, maybe you'll say, because she could say, you said, sorry, you should have turned it up. So this is actually the famous shtarach b'yadi my boy that we find all over him. And that he could say, what's the shtar doing in my hand if you pay back? So she could let her say to him, what's the get doing in my hand? So she says, no, I have to use it to get married with. That's what it's doing. So then Umar says, so let the husband answer. So that you should have not the wife should answer, you should have torn it and written on top of it that we tore this get today, you shouldn't collect it again, but not because it's possible. So again she has a shtar b'yodi my boy against him. Instead of saying what's the get doing in my hand, she'll say what's the get that nothing is written on it doing in my hand. It means If you paid back, something should have been written on the get that I paid. My answer is no. Otto called the magve, the beidina magve. Everybody who collects, do they collect in bezdin? It means that the husband could always say, I paid back, and we didn't write in it because I didn't pay back in bezdin. I paid back in such a place where you can't write on. Only in bezdin you could write things. If Bezdin writes it, then it's worth something. If they didn't write it in Bezdin, it's not worth anything. Or they can't write it over there. So it comes out in the end of the Gemara that she doesn't have any proof against him just from the get itself. She needs any tiny, she'll tiny, what's the get doing by me? So he'll tiny against her that I paid back. Against Ashtar, you can't tell me I paid back. What's it doing in my hand? But against a get, according to Abai, you can't tell me parati. You can tell me parati against a get, because he could always say that you didn't want to give me back the get because you needed to get married with him. There's no tiny she could have, there's no tiny she could tiny against him, what's the get doing in my hand? That's it comes out. So That's just like saying, Bekitza, there's no such time of shtarach building my boy on a get without a ksuvim. It's different than all stores. That's what I'll buy. Now, we have over here, we'll get back to the second Teretz in Tosfos. What was the second Teretz in Tosfos? That Shmuel holds, not like Rabbi Yochanan, and Tosfos said that if he holds not like Rabbi Yochanan, the get havi the Malkum Ksuvah. So Shmuel does hold like this. This whole thing that Abaye is arguing against, Shmuel holds of it. The get is in the place of Ksuvah. Comes out that he can't say parati against a get. He can't say parati against the get. Why is that? Why is it that he can't say parati against the get? You have to say, because a get is a shtar like all shtars. Just like you can't say parati against a shtar, so you can't say parati against a get. But it's still not like all shtars. Abaye started off, ought to get monomasaim ksive. It's not written in monomasaim. And even after he said that the tkinu rabbonin makes it as if it says in it, that still there's a time to let him say parat. Bemis, we know that you can't tie a parati against the star, but over here he does want to say parati, and all you have over here is the star beyadi my boy. You have over here. But Shmuel seems to hold not like that. Shmuel holds that a get is a ksuva, and also if Shmuel, because you see that he holds not like Abaye, Shmuel holds that you can collect with the get itself, and also. You see that he must argue on Abaye that there is a shtarach building my boy on a get, and he can, she could always say to him, well, why isn't it written on it that we tore it that you shouldn't collect a second time, and he can't time it. I paid nine in Bezdin, and that's why we didn't write on it. It's Shmuel Holder. That's not such a good answer, and also you can understand it. It would come out according to Abaye that what would he tana? He would tana, Bemes, I paid back. So what's it doing in your hand? Because I paid back nine in Bezin and they didn't write it. So what, you didn't care? You didn't care that maybe she'll come and collect a second time with the get and then do something about it. So he should have said, I don't want to pay back unless. Just like we find in the whole sugya that there's all kinds of times I don't want to pay back until you do something to make sure that I won't collect a second time. So why didn't he say, I don't want to pay back unless you'll take me to bed and I will write on it this whole musaf over here. And he read. The teretz is, it's a weak time, but still it's enough that to be motzi moment you have to be 100% sure. You can't be motzi moment if there's any time he could time it. That I paid back and we didn't write in it. It's enough to break the star of building my boy. That's what Abaye holds. But you can understand that Shmuel argues on that. It's not so hard to understand that Shmuel holds it is a good enough riot. it is a good enough. She can tiny this tiny Shmuel holds. So why didn't you pay back in Bezin and make sure we wrote on it? So again, that's the star doing by me. And that proves that you didn't pay back. Oh, but the only thing is like this, that Shmuel wanted to tell us, he wanted to tell us like this, all this would have been good if it would have been a mokum. Mokum Shein Kosrin Ksuva, this would have been good. Mokum Shein Kosrin Ksuva, so then the minig of the place is that the get is the Ksuva. So it comes out that the get, and that's Tosha's Lashon over here, that the get Havi be Mokum Ksuva. So it comes out that the get is a star. The get is a star. And together with the star we have the Tanya of Storch Biyodi, my boy. Because the truth is like this. And you need both things. In order to collect, l'chur, it seems that you need the two things together. Every shtar that the malva wins over the lovers kind of parati, so it goes together with two things. The shtar itself is edis, and there's a kind of shtar building rabbi. That's what this Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman says this in the Kavod Shiurim and Baba Basra. In Oslaman, he says that the Tain of Storch Biyodi, my boy, alone is not enough to be Motzi Momon. You need together with the Shtar itself is an Aedis. And in Oslaman Beis, he asks a Kashim to be Motzi Momon, you need Aedis. And even with Rov, you can't be Motzi Momon. And this which Rav is always better than Chazoka, the Storch Biyodi, my boy, is like a Chazoka. It's on the same dog of Chazoka. And Rav, with Rav you can't be Motzi Momon. Chosken with Chazoka you can't be Motzi Momon. How does Storch Biyodi, my boy, help to be Motzi Momon? So the Teretz, he says like this, that the Storch Biyodi, my boy, just breaks the tine of Parati, that the Lovatainis. Lovatainis Parati, you matil a suffering in his tongue, you make it, it weakens it, it becomes as if like a suffering. If it becomes like a suffering, so he says, it's like a huchzak kafrun. That means somebody that you found him as a liar already before, so he's not believing in what he tainis is now. The same thing is over here. His time is weakened. It becomes like a suffix in his time. Once it becomes a suffix, so then the malv is avada and the lover is malv. Achov der vada was. The lover becomes like a suffix. There's a din. Any day in praticha, it's chayv. Once you know that somebody is chayv, he says, I don't know, I'm not sure if I paid you back or not. But chayv, I know I'm chayv. I'm not sure if I paid you back. So then the din is, ain't suffix. The din is that he's chayef. The same thing is over here. The Storch Biyodi, my boy, that breaks the tine of parati and makes a suffix in it. But what collects the shtar itself, which is a din of edus? So with that you collect. Now you have to understand, according to that, what will be over here? Bishlam, if it was. Amakum she'ein kashrin k'shuva. So over there the pshat will be that Dominica Mokum makes that the get is a star, it's like Aedis that he owes her money, and that's taka like Tesh's Loshen. The get b'mokum k'shuva, the get havi b'mokum k'shuva. But what will be if it was a place shekashim k'shuva, except she brought Aedin that they did different than everybody else and they didn't write it. So can you say that over there the get becomes like a star, becomes a star, becomes like Aedis? No. Because in this place, that wasn't the Takonas Chachomim. They can't make a new Takonas Chachomim of their own. A Mokum She'ein Kershin, so that's like the Lashon of the Gemara, that given that Kinner Abonah, given that kinner abon amigvah lo kamand chsiv beidom, but you can't say that in a mokum shekoshin that they did it on their own. So you don't have the edus of a shtar. You don't have in that place. All you have is the shtar biyodi my boy. You do have. That will say that Shmuel argues in Abai and he yells on every get. There's a tiny of shtar biyodi my boy. What's it doing in my hand? So Bemis, according to that, it'll come back. You can ask Rabbi Elchanan's kasha on the Storch Biyodi my boy. You can ask him this good morning. How could Shmuel say? It's not just in the beginning. In the beginning of the year, we asked, what did Shmuel have to make up such a case like that? Would have been enough to say Malkum Shein Kosher. But then you can ask stronger. How does it work? With Storch Biyodi my boy, you can't be Motzi Momon. Just like with Rov, you can't be Motzi Momon. And a star, it's not. Teretz, I think you have to say that Shmuel even according to the second Teretz, also holds like Rabbi Yochanan. First Teretz, I've told you, said Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan. The second Teretz also holds that the Maisa Bet, the Maisa Bezdin, is like Aedes. I mean, the fact that we know they were married, that is like Kemat. The Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, "I turn out a Maisa Bezdin Lama Klum. My time I call Maisa Bezdin Kemat the Nokid Stodom." The fact itself that they were married is as if she's holding a shtar. So he holds in the second Tetz. That means that even though he argues on Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't argue on Rabbi Yochanan. That it's not like it is like Aedis that there was a chiv, the Maisa. It's just he argues on Rabbi Yochanan that you're neman to say parati. It's not so strong like a shtar to make it a vada and you can't tie a parati against. I mean, every shtar is like Aedis that he owes money and you can't tie a parati against a shtar. And the emes is that if you have a shtar, let's say you have a shtar. That there's no shtarch b'yodim my boy on. So there are riyas that brought Rabbi Chon. Actually, I forgot to bring it. And later on, in also in Baba Basra, he brings a whole list of riyas that even in a shtar that there's no shtarch b'yodim my boy, you can also say you can't say parati against such a shtar. There are riyas. Actually, he makes a machlokes rishon. And then I also saw in the Sefer Mishnas Rabban on Bob Metzia. He has a shir on this sugya about Tanach HaMaisa Bezdin. And he brings the reef in the first paragraph of Bom Metzia that if Bezdin makes a psak and they write a shtar on their psak that he owes money, you can't tie a parati against this psak. He takes out and he shows a psak Bezdin that you owe me money. Can't tie, and on that there's no shtar beyond my boy, and still he can't tie a parati. And the Rosh argues, so he Baron Kotter makes a machlokis. If you need to, machlok is the reef and the rush. If you need a shtar, b'yodim my burna. Al kopanim, according to shita, the reef, a shtar itself is aidim, and that's a machayev. But over here, you don't have that. You don't have the aidis of the shtar. You can't say you have in a mokum shekosrin, then she brought aidim shalokos. The text says that on that you have the aidis of the maise bezdin you do. The maise bezdin, it does make you aidis. It's just not, that's what he said. In every shtar, we said a shtar itself could go against a parati. A maise bezdin can go against, you can tie a parati against it. But that doesn't mean that it's not aidis. It's not a aidis that there was a chov, it is. The pshat is like this. In every malven lover, there's two things. There's the Aedis that there was a Chov, and there's the Aedis, the Shtar is as if Aedis that there still is a Chov now. As long as the Shtar exists, that says Aedis that the Chov is existing now. If you argue on Rabbi Yochanan, you know, the second part you argue on. It's not Aedis that the Chov is still here now, but that there was a Chov, there is Aedis. Once there was a Chov, and we broke the Tainus Prati, with the shtar b'yodim my boy, which Shmuel holds there, we say it on a get. So maybe it stays like Rabbi Elchanan said, in yadem praticha, and that's how she can b'kitzer. In one word, I want to say that Shmuel that according to Shmuel, it works with shtar b'yodim my boy together with the kaf of ma'aser bezdin. That's how it works. Now with all these, we can explain. We can explain what we asked in the beginning of this year. We asked in the beginning, why did Shmuel have to go in to explain, to take off the chashash that she'll collect a second time? What did he have to make it mochem shekosrin and there was low kosovo? Because with this we understand the whole sheet of Shmuel. We understand with this. He wanted to let us know how far he goes against Rabbi Yochanan and how far he doesn't go against her. In what he argues on Rabbi Yochanan, he lets us know with this. With this, we get a new havana in what Shmuel holds. With this, we see that in part of the in the chov itself, he does hold like Rabbi Yochanan. That he only argues on Rabbi Yochanan in the not being neman, that he's neman to say parati, but that a ma'aser bezdin is like Aedis, that there was a chov. He holds like Rabbi, and that you only see that from this case, from Malkum She'en Kos, Malkum She'Kosin, and she brought Aedis Shalok Kosavlo. She brought Aedis Shalok Kosavlo. So over there, It's not a star. It doesn't have a din standstill. It works. So you see, there must be that there's a koch of ma'aser beis din, and that's how it works. Oh, so this is the first half of the shiur. Now I want to go further in this sugya here. Another nekuda in the sugya, which is we have to explain, trying to explain what Rav holds. And what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, which is connected a little bit to what we started in the beginning. And we started saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a ma'aser beis din, not only it tells us that there was a chov, only it tells us the fact that there is a ma'aser beis din, there was a nesuin, there was a marriage, tells us that the chov wasn't paid back. That's what we said until now. That it could be that Rabbi Yochanan goes even further than that. And here I want to bring the Gemara further. The Gemara further says, brings Rav's teretz on the kashin. The Rav's teretz, Rav says another teretz on the kashin. Kasha was so collect again with the ksuvah. Rav says, you can't collect again with the ksuvah. It's only made for Tosefesh, not made for the ikur. So take out the ksuva. So they'll tell her, you don't collect the ksuva with the ksuva. You collect the ksuva with the get. So there's nothing to be afraid. That's Rav's terror. Now, the truth is that Rashi explained the Gemara's kasha over here. In the beginning, with the Gemara's kasha, she'll take out the ksuva and collect a second time. Rashi says she'll collect b'teras almon. The first Rashi shmanim. Rashi says, "V'tigve lachem misozu b'teres almona," and not, but they collect again b'teres gerusha. That you can't do because then they'll tell you already paid back what they get. Now, it's hard to understand if that was the kashin, so collect a second time b'teres almona. But if you look in Tosfos get gova ikur, Tosfos says that even though Rav holds get gova ikur and not the ksuva. The ksuva doesn't collect the ikur. That's only b'teres gerusha. B'kishetis almen. D'chi omar rav. D'chi komar rav. Ksuva eino gove ikur. Han mila be gerusha. D'is lo get. Av amona b'may tig ikur. Im lo be ksuva. So all she has is a ksuva. Comes out that when she was a gerusha, let's say b'chayov, as long as there's no chiyuv of almona, so the get is made for the ikur and the ksuva is not made for the ikur. And if he dies, so then it's as if it goes over, the chiyuv ksuva goes over from the get to the ksuva, where the ksuva becomes more, gets more koch, becomes more powerful, and it can collect the ikur. That's what happens. And that means that Rav's teretz is not a whole teretz, not a full teretz. It doesn't answer every case. The kashrus shall collect again with the ksuva. The Rav says a grusha can't, but almona can. So she'll collect. So that's Tosha's kasha by get go veika. But so for years, and Tosha says a teretz. But according to Rashi said the whole kasha from the beginning. The kasha was she'll collect the second time, but teretz almona. And on that, the Gemara didn't answer any teretz. So here, if you look in the Maram Shif. In the Arichas, if I understood it correctly, so the Maram Shif is saying like this. That we don't have to answer, we don't have to worry about. The Maram Shif is in Pei Tesom and Aleph, and the Dibra Masla starts Ulamai Da'ada Be Rav, and he seems to be going on Rashi over here. So he says, the Ksuva, in Lo Nichtava Ksuva Me'olam Alikar Ligvos, it wasn't written for that. So he says what? So he can't say the ksuva, as long as he's alive, it wasn't made to collect the mana masayim, the ikur. So what's he going to say? She's going to come in his lifetime. She was a grusha, and she's going to collect the ksuva. She's going to say, I'm afraid that you're going to later collect a second time b'teres almona. the Ksuva. The mind in Shemitah Etzarasina, he uses a melitza. He says it's like a whole different chiyuv altogether. That she's gonna come later after his death, and then she's gonna collect a new chiyuv. As if that's what we said. That's what happens. As long as he's alive, the whole iksuva lies in the get. After he dies, the iksuva goes over to the ikir goes over to the iksuva. But that's a new chiyuv. So he can't say I'm not gonna pay back the chav because maybe later a new chiyuv will come. Look what the Maharam Shiv says. So I think you have to learn like this, but Rashi did say it in the beginning. Rashi did say that was the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha was she'll collect the Torah's almona. She'll collect later second on the Torah's almona. So what was the Gemara's teretz? She won't collect. Shot is like this. The Gemara in the beginning held that everything lies in the ksuva. Everything lies in the ksuva, the chiyuv. So collecting, so he could say, I don't want to pay back until you give back the ksuva. But later on, the Gemara answers the chiyuv doesn't lie in the ksuva; it lies in the get, and it's only la'achar misha that the chiyuv will go over to the ksuva. So that's a new chiyuv, and that's a new chiyuv, and he can't say I'm not paying it. Now, we can explain this better, to go deeper into this svar, with the halacha of Eved Lova Lishmalva. What are we dealing with over here? Kosin Shover or Ain Kosin Shover? What does it mean? The svar of Kosin Shover says that the Lova is an Eved Lova Lishmalva. Your shibud is so strong, you can't say, I don't want to pay back. I'm afraid you're going to collect a second time. If you don't give back this time, I'm afraid to collect. Your fears that he might pay a second, that he might collect a second time, can't stop you from paying back because you owe the money. The other mandama ain't cursing shover. What does he owe? No. The Malva also has obligations towards the Lova to see to it that he gives him a ptur, to see to it that the Tashlum, the Piron, should potter him. So he's going to pay back in such a way that he won't become potter. So you didn't do what a Malva does. So that's why he could demand to give back the shtar. But there are certain chiyuvim that everybody agrees that the Lova is mechuyev to the Malva. What is it? Let's say it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Ayin Daled, that if he finds him in the midbar, far away from home, and the Lova has money on him, he could say, pay me back. Pay me back over here. The Malva could say to the Lova. The Lova can't say, wait till we get home. Maybe I'll need the money. No, he's mechuyev to pay him back over there. Unless he doesn't have enough money to get home. Now, the Nesiva says over here that what will be in that case that the Lover took wagons, he rented wagons, he hired wagons to go to the Yerid to do business, and he has a bag of money with him, and the Malva finds him in the Yerid, and he says to him, oh here you have money, pay me back the chav. So he'll say he's mechiv to pay him back. What will be with all the wagons that he hired? He's going to have to send them back empty and lose everything. So he says, no, that can't be. He neged asvara, the Nesiva says. So he says, the vad that mokim sheish tzedel lelove, so he could say, I don't want to pay you back. So it means from all this you see that there are dinim, the different chilukidim there are, the shibud, how much is the shibud of the lover to the malva, how much do we have to worry about losses that the lover, that means it's like you're fined by mitzvahs, you have to spend money to do mitzvahs. It's the same thing here, you have to as if lose something in order to pay or take a chance in order to pay a chov. I mean, the shibud of the lover to a certain extent tells us that he has to pay back, even if he might come to a loss. So there's the loss of hiring the wagons, that he'll lose a lot of money for sure. He's potter from. He's not mechuyev to take such a chance. On the other hand, if he finds him in the midbar and he has enough money to get home, he can't say maybe I might need it. I don't want to pay you back over here. No, you have to take a chance and answer you might need. Now the middle, the mamutza, and in between is kashrus shavar and kashrus shavar. Do you have to lose it or not? Now if you say with these words we can understand the Havamina and the Maskona and understand deeper the svar of the Maram Shif. The pshat is like this. The Havamina was that the chiyuv of the Iker lies only in the ksuva and not in the get. In the get is just a proof that there was that it came the time to pay back the chov. If so, Elikitana, you're right, but I have to pay back and have a loss that the shtar stays by you. That's this shtar. This shtar is the ksuba. So that goes into mandama, into machlok. Is kosvin shover or not? That means the shtar is still there. But according to the maskona, the whole chiv lies in the get go. The ikar rav says. So the ikar which lies in the ksuba. And Lacha Misa, maybe it'll happen on Misa, that'll die. And she'll bring out the Ksuba again. That's like a new Chiyuv might happen, something will happen that she'll collect. But the Chov itself, the payment, the paying itself patterned him. The Malbim did see to it that he should become Potter through the paying. She even wrote something on the get. She did what she could in this chiv itself. So that you are mechayev the love, the shibud of the love. Everybody agrees to that. Some svar that the shibud of the love it tells us that you're meshubit so far as that you have to take chances. That even if you might have a loss, still you have to pay back the chov. And that's the terms of the Gemara. And all this is according to Rashi. Now, after we have all this, so it could be that Rabbi Yochanan, and all this was in Rashi, we were saying. Tosha's Dibur Masl Get Gavika might not learn, not so clear if he learns like this in the Avamin and in the Masko. But for sure, you have to say something in Rashi, something like this, and Maram Shif says that this was the Avamin and this is the Masko. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, since everything is in Rashi, we could say that Rabbi Yochanan goes even a step further. Rashi and Bob Metzir, the interesting Rashi. Rashi is like this. That the Gemara says that without Rabbi Yochanan, we wouldn't have known. Metzir get veinim oksuba gavik suvosa. That doesn't mean that Maiser Bezin, that the din of Maiser Bezin like Rabbi Yochanan says. That could be it's a mokum shein kosvin suva skinner. The reason why gavik suvosa is because the get is the suva because the mokum shein kosvin. But a mokum shein kosvin, who says maybe she can't collect unless she shows the ksuba? That's what the Gemara says. Says Rashi, why does she have to show the ksuba? Two reasons, Rashi says. First reason is because she might collect a second time. The second reason is because he could tie her parati if she doesn't show the ksuba. Now, the second reason we understand that's without Rabbi Yochanan, you could tie her parati. And Rabbi Yochanan says you can't tie her parati. That's good. But what's the first pshat of Rashi? That she's going to come and say, he's going to say, I don't want to pay back. You'll collect a second time because the ksuba stayed by you. Lufizek, comes out, what did Rabbi Yochanan be machadish? That he's mechuyev to pay back and he can't tie it. I don't want to pay because you might collect a second time. That was Rabbi Yochanan's chidish. So that's not like the beginning of Tosfos over here. Tosfos in the beginning over here says, if you're the ain't cousin shover. Since there's a machlokes kashrus shover or not, that doesn't have to do with Rabbi Yochanan's din. Kashrus shover is a separate machlokes. If you hold any kashrus shover, so even if you hold that you can't tain a parati against the ma'ase bezin, in the past I was poreya, but for the future you could say I don't want to be poreya now because you might take out the ksuva again and collect a second time. But Rashi it seems that we don't hold to that, and he can't say that. Because Rashi said, without Rabbi Yochanan, he could say, I don't want to pay back because you're correct again. Mashmah Rabbi Yochanan was machadish, that you can't say that you're going to collect a second time. It could be Rashi argues in Tosha. And she can't say, he can't say, I'm not going to pay back till you pay back a second time. And Rabbi Yochanan will, and that's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush, that the shibud goes even further than everything we were saying till now. Till now we were saying that when is he mechuyev to pay? Only if the chiyuv that she might collect a second time is a whole new chiyuv of misa. But now Rabbi Yochanan is machadish a step further, that even if she'll collect us, there's a chash, she'll collect a second time midin gerushin, also he can't answer against that because he's meshubit, so far that he has to pay no matter what, and he can't say you collect a second time. So according to all these, going back to what we said before, it's very good that Shmuel also holds that. We said before that Shmuel wanted to show us that he holds of Rabbi Yochanan's din that there is such a thing as a Maaseh Bezdin, but not that far as Rabbi Yochanan says that the Maaseh Bezdin could force him to pay and not be afraid to collect a second time. That Rabbi Yochanan doesn't. That we don't. That Shmuel doesn't hold of going so far like Rabbi Yochanan. And maybe we can explain the Rif according to this, that the Rif paskin like Shmuel. The Rif paskin brings down Shmuel's din, and that the Mokum that's talking Mokum Shein Kosher. So the Rishonim asked the lashon of the Ran is that that the sugi doesn't riata the Rabbi Yochanan afil makom shekashin etzegav venim aksuva gavik suvasa, that over there the sugi is mashma that we go with Rabbi Yochanan's din. Of course we go with Rabbi Yochanan's din because Shmuel also held like Rabbi Yochanan. That's why the Rif, even though the Sugya Bom Matthias Mashma that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, but since Shmuel held of the Svar of Rabbi Yochanan, it's not paskin against, just because he paskin like Shmuel, that doesn't mean he's paskin against Rabbi Yochanan.